Last week in our Friday Fact Check, we reviewed some of the statements Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney made while he was last campaigning in Iowa. This week, President Barack Obama was here on the heels of the second presidential debate, so we'll be looking at what he had to say. Iowa Public Radio reporter Clay Masters covered that campaign stop at Cornell College in Mount Vernon on Wednesday, and he's here with me. Hi, Clay.
Hi, Sarah.
So what messages was President Obama focusing on during his visit to Iowa?
Well, there were really three points that he stressed. One was early voting, something he's been talking about a lot when he comes to Iowa. He also talked about what he calls his accomplishments in his first term and made some comparisons to Mitt Romney, like this one where he talked about education.
We could gut education, pay for Governor Romney's $5 trillion tax cut, or we can recruit 100,000 new math and science teachers over the next decade.
So, Clay, when President Obama suggests that Governor Romney would gut education, what is he referring to there?
Well, let's back up first. Romney has suggested President Obama just throws money at problems in education. And Romney's education plan stresses both parental choice and local control. And last week, Romney told the Des Moines Register editorial board hiring teachers won't grow the economy. Now, there's no indication that Romney would pay for tax cuts by cutting education. He said he'd pay for it by closing loopholes in the tax code. Critics say Romney's not being specific enough about how he would pay for those tax cuts, but President Obama might be making a connection here that doesn't exist.
And the president was in Iowa right on the heels of his second presidential debate performance. Did he have anything to say about how he did in the second face-off with Governor Romney?
Yeah, he did. He said he's still trying to get the hang of this debate thing and basically said Romney's not being specific and accused him of selling voters a sketchy deal.
And in Tuesday night's debate, the president specifically mentioned Iowa. He brought up a subject we've heard about before in this campaign. Here's what he said.
On wind energy, when Governor Romney says these are imaginary jobs, when you've got thousands of people right now in Iowa who are working, creating wind power, the Republican senator in Iowa is all for it, providing tax credits. Governor Romney says, I'm opposed. I'd get rid of it.
I don't have a policy of stopping wind jobs in Iowa, and that they're not phantom jobs. They're real jobs.
Okay.
I appreciate wind jobs in Iowa and across our country. I appreciate the jobs in coal and oil and gas.
They're talking about the wind energy tax credit, which, of course, is a big boost for Iowa manufacturing jobs. President Obama supports extending the tax credit, whereas Governor Romney would let it expire at the end of the year. Now, this is a tricky situation for top Republicans here in Iowa, like Governor Branstad and Senator Chuck Grassley, who the president mentioned in that cut. They say the wind tax credit should be taken away over a longer period of time, that the industry just needs a few more years before it can compete on its own.
So again, the wind tax credit, it's an issue we've heard come up before. Is it getting any traction with voters, do you think?
Well, it's hard to know how much this one issue in a complex puzzle of economic issues affects the outcome. None of the voters I've talked with in recent weeks have brought it up, but wind industry leaders in Iowa continue to say the tax credit uncertainty is hurting their industry. I talked with Harold Pryor, who's the president of the Iowa Wind Energy Association, and he talked about all of these jobs that they're just losing in places like Fort Madison and Cedar Rapids. Here's what he had to tell me.
If we're not supposed to be picking winners or losers, then why would the wind form of electricity generation be the only one that's expected to survive and prosper without a tax subsidy?
Pryor's referring to other subsidies for gas and oil, and he talks about how the industry is on the brink of creating more productive wind turbines. Now, just yesterday I had a chance to ask Republican Congressman Steve King, who was an original co-sponsor of this tax credit, if he wished Romney would reconsider his position. And he says he thinks it's going to get resolved in the lame duck session of Congress.
So it's been a campaign issue, but in reality, it may be a non-issue by the time the next president is sworn in.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, it's all about jobs and the economy, and that's part of it. What could be a bigger problem for President Obama here in Iowa is declining support among rural voters. As we heard reported on Morning Edition earlier this week, a new poll shows Romney gaining ground among rural swing state voters. It showed 59% of survey respondents supported Romney, 37% were for President Obama.
But aren't rural Iowa voters largely already supporting Governor Romney?
Yeah. Places like rural western Iowa are Republican strongholds, but this could still be a problem for President Obama in a close race. The poll showed a drop in support for the president of 10 points compared to the rural vote in those states 4 years ago. And in a race this close, every vote's important.
Well, thank you, Clay.
Thanks, Sarah.